Hey, Anthony.
Hey.
Hey, Anthony, it's John.
What's up, bud?
Hey, I didn't forget about you. I'm sorry, I got wrapped up in meetings all day.
No worries.
Okay. I did... Yeah. Especially with me. It's like, I got people pulling me from every direction these days. So, usually, just to catch up on Google Guarantee, I'm going to dive right into it. The Google Guarified requires a background check, which I know is your history. I mean, there's no concerns there about you passing a background check, right? You say you're 20 years in the Sheriff's Department. So usually it's like $250 just for the application. But because you're already doing the local stuff with us, I told them that I could knock it down for you to $150 to save you $100 there. It usually takes about 2 to 3 weeks to get through the background check. Then once the background check's completed and we do the interview for what you consider qualified home inspection leads, then we can go ahead and activate it. And then the lead fees are $40 to $60 a pop. Usually the $60 ones are like the $600 home inspections, so that way you're getting a good ROI from it. If you deem them unqualified, they give you a lead credit, so you're not getting charged for it.
Right. So what do I do to deem them unqualified, I guess?
That's your call. So that's the beauty of it, is we have a client interview and you tell us, like, if you're saying, hey, I only want to focus on certain types of home inspections, like I know you said you do decks, like let's say you just want to focus on decks. For example, then we could do it that way to where the only ones we're sending you would be like deck inspections, right? So, yeah, so you dictate what's qualified and what's not qualified, and then we try to, like, perfect match or do some matchmaking there.
Okay. And what does that do for me?
Well, it gets you pre-screened leads. That's the most important thing. Instead of you just having like an open floodgate for people to call you anytime they type in home inspection, you know, we got a group of people who apply for the Google Guaranteed guys because they know they've been background checked and they get the extra insurance from Google should something go wrong because they're directly referring you. So, you know, that adds a lot of credibility. It also puts you further up on the page. The Google Verified or Google Guarantee guys are at the very top. They're the first two guys that you see there. So, you know, it's not only that you're at the top. If they contact there, we also pre-screen them to make sure by the time we bring you on, it's basically just a scheduling issue.
So what all is the background check and what all do I got to support, I guess?
I mean, they just want to make sure you have no felonies in the last 7 years. You know, that's the main thing. I've had guys with like 3 DUIs, but it wasn't in the past like 7 years, so they still end up passing that background check.
I've been in the jail a lot, just not on the other side.
Yeah, that's why I was like, no problem with you. I'm pretty sure we can just get you through it pretty quickly, especially because we're already working on your local. If we launch them both at the same time, I mean, you know, you could potentially be on the first page twice. Which is huge, you know, on a regular basis.
And I appreciate your help telling about the Angie shit, because they tried to pull what you were talking about on me.
30% cancellation fees and stuff.
Oh yeah, they tried, and they're like, yeah. The guy that I talked to first, he's like, yeah, I've never seen anybody not paying, yada yada yada. I said, listen, dude, I said, first your guy misled me on the phone Friday. All you had to do is go back and listen to the phone call. I was like, but if that's the route you guys want to take, I'm willing to separate and say, hey, we're good, you're good, go our separate ways. I was like, but I can write a letter to the FTC. I've seen y'all already got sued once.
Yep.
And then he's like, well, we'll have somebody call you back. And then a manager, they said, called me back. And he's like, yeah, he definitely misled you. We'll go ahead and refund you your money.
I told you. They're full of it. Those guys are full of it, man. Yeah. I'm happy to hear that, though, because I've had it go the other way, too, where guys get, like, 6 months or, you know, a couple months into it, and then they've already overspent on unnecessary leads, and then they want that 35%. So it's better to end it before it gets too deep.
All right. I'm definitely interested in it. And then I guess maybe not tonight, might not be tonight, because I'm headed to my old lady's Christmas party for her work.
Okay.
To kind of figure out, like, I see everything that they're doing, but I'm not technically savvy at all. I can figure shit out, but like, I see all the stuff that they're doing, and they're notifying me, like, they've already put on the app, like, my reviews. They've already went on and said that they did my Yelp account.
Wow.
Yeah. All that stuff, but I don't know what all that really means. Like, what are the kind of
things? Don't stress out. I mean, the updates are automatic, so when they create it, it's going to send you the notification, like, hey, it's live. And it automatically does that, and so that way the business owner is kind of like, okay, let me look at it. Then you look at it, and you might say, hey, I want to change this. Then we go in there and change it, you know. Don't panic when they're sending you the notifications, though. You're going to be getting a lot of them over the next couple of weeks as we're creating everything for the business.
Okay.
Okay.
I definitely want to do the 150 for the verified.
Okay. So what that is, all I have to do here is I'm going to send you the application form, work on that over the weekend, try to fill it out and get it back to us or as quickly as you can. And then I'll set up an interview for Monday to do your interview for Google Guarantee. What time works best for you?
Monday, I don't think I have anything Monday.
Okay.
So if you want to do the morning, that's fine, like 9 o'clock.
Okay, let me see what we got here. Hold on. I got 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock's fine.
Okay. I'll put you on calendar for 10 o'clock Monday. That's going to be the 20 – oh, wait a minute. Let me go to today. The 22nd.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I got you on the calendar here. And then I'm going to send over the application manually right now. And then it's going to take a second. They'll do the transaction in about 15 minutes. I have to send that over because that'll actually go to the headquarters.
Okay. Are they going to start, or do I need to give you a different card?
Probably be the same card on file, unless you want to switch it.
No, I'll just transfer the 150 to the other account. It's fine.
Okay. Well, yeah, go ahead and do that, and then we'll have it processed here, and they'll send you an invoice receipt and everything, and then the application form is going to come over via text message. So you just fill that out. If you have any questions, just call in, okay?
I appreciate you, man, and I look forward to talking to you.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking forward to working with you. I'm so happy you got out of that, man, because I can't tell you, there's a lot of guys that try to do that, and it goes backwards. But I knew when I talked to you and you told me, like, hey, I'm going to just use that FTC report. And the way you worded it, I was like, yeah, he's getting his stuff back. So I'm glad to hear.
Yeah. I wish I could have got out of the day. I was training you. I had to do interviews all day, and I think I interviewed the most retarded people in Clay County today. It was not good.
Yeah, good help's hard to come by. I get that a lot, too, man. That's the biggest complaint I get from a lot of guys I work with. They said finding good help is a nightmare.
It was painful. I know.
But you got to be careful, too, though, because you send the wrong guy out, and that's, those bad reviews are going to be on you. So be really careful.
Absolutely.
If you need help.
Yeah, I interviewed 9 people. I think one person made it to the interview today.
Whew. Well, we could also help you, too. Like, anybody that's doing client-facing, we could also background check, and that would be no extra charge to you. They usually want it that way, so that way – because we're guaranteeing your customers that we've vetted these people. And so you get a guy that you hire, you feel good about, but you just want to check extra. You can let them know, like, hey, he's going to be running these Google Verified leads for my company, and they'll background check him as well.
Oh, sweet. I like it.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Let me make sure you know.
Hidden felony. Is that a typable form, or do I got to handwrite it?
No, it's digital.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, it's easy. It's easy to fill out, but might ask you for send in like insurance, license, things like that. You just got to hit upload file and like take a picture of it, and then it'll send over digitally like that.
Perfect.
No, all right.
Good.
All right. It's coming to you shortly. No problem. You have a great weekend. I'll talk to you on Monday, okay?
Yep.
All right. Bye-bye.